Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. This is a rough draft, you know what I'm talking about? Something I can practice on you haters on. Really, all I want to tell you boys is, get out of my business. Worrying about what your boy sipping. Y'all hate to see me stop sipping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke hay. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. Worrying how I pull off the lot. Something new with no top. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. But when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. Worrying about what your boy sipping. Y'all hate to see me stop sipping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke hay. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. Worrying how I pull off the lot. Something new with no top. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. That when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. First off, if I'm old and I'm in it. Nothing in the driveway, really got everything tinted. So when I ride by and I'm chilling, you haters can't see who winning. You wanna know too much. Don't really wanna know too much. Y'all wanna know too much. Say we doing too much. But you don't know nothing about us. You don't know nothing about us. Let me lay you up. The ride been rough. Life been tough. But it's all we trust. Started from the bottom, still on the come up. We winning, we in the lead. You can eat my dust. You can gossip all you want, you just test the line. Rolex and Cartier is high tech and time. You can hate on my wife cause she's so fine. I'm gonna zero to 60 and stop on the dime.
Haters.
And so what if all my kids got whipped? And we be taking trips on ships. I be stacking my chips.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't even counting my tips. Y'all haters all in my mix need to shut y'all lips.
What?
Cause I ain't gon' slip. I'm like game over. I'm on my little flip.
Uh-huh.
So you like trying to get off of my tips. Cause half you haters
ain't even on my list.
Get out of my business. Worrying about what your boy
love.
Y'all haters need to quit tripping.
Get out of my business.
Trying to find a slow case.
Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business.
Wondering how I pull off the line.
Something new with no time, get out of my business.
No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, when I flop, get out of my business. Worry about what your boy sipping. Y'all haters, if you quit tripping, get out of my business. Worry about if I'm okay. Trying to see how I get paid, get out of my business. Wonder how I pull off the line. Something new with no time, get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop.
Get out of my business.
The man, cause the kids go to college.
And they're just trying to get knowledge.
And they always shopping.
Uh-huh.
I get a million views
when I drop it.
Plus I'm doing shows always
church hopping.
Yeah. Get a full pick, don't crop it.
Okay.
Get your beat, go, don't stop it.
Hold up.
Killing my soul, don't mop it.
Uh-oh.
Burberry collar, I pop it.
Dang.
22 bins, I cop it. I'm still riding solo.
Oh, I'm
just
right.
When the dough low.
When we run out, I'ma get
more. It comes fast, it comes slow.
I'm ready to roll.
I'm on my 10 toes.
Killing the flow, I'm in my beast mode.
Living my own, that's on my T-Jones.
Yeah.
I'm the loan, the prince got no clothes.
Shut the front door, you better hold the phone.
It's on.
Better let the boys know.
Fire in the hole, I'm about to blow.
Oh.
I pass the dough bell and knock down the door.
I'm
the best in the rest and that's for sure.
You hating?
Keep it on the low.
With all them questions, what
you asking for?
You work for TMZ, homie, let
me know.
Asking if I smoke when you smell a drug. Get out my business.
Worrying about what your boy sipping.
Y'all haters need to quit tripping. Get out of my business.
Trying to see if I smoke, hey. Wondering how I get paid. Get out of my business. Pull off the lot,
something new with no top.
Get out of,
get
my
business.
No matter what, I won't stop. But when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. Worrying about what your boy sipping. Y'all haters need to stop tripping. Get out of my business.
Hold up.
Stop.
Stop.
Get
stop.
Out of my
stop rapping. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Elder Free Roast, the Black Prince of Preachers is on the MIC. Thank y'all for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's on the way on today. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that pays us homage every week. Praise God. Hallelujah. That comes to hear the word of the Lord. Praise God on today. And we got some interesting topics. Hallelujah for you on today. Amen. With it being Resurrection Sunday, we want to examine the life of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. We believe him to be God in the flesh. John said himself, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Nothing was made without the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we have to understand that when God decided he was going to come and save us all, he came to save us all in the flesh of a man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Meaning he went through everything we went through, worse than what we went through. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't get it twisted. Hallelujah. From the heavens. From the heavens, praise God. Amen. Maybe, amen, God, amen. We look at it like God has no feelings. God has no emotions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's God. Hallelujah. Amen. But when he stepped down and wrapped himself in flesh, guess what? Hallelujah. He became just like you and me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He became, he had feelings. He felt pain. He had to go to sleep. He had to eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. He had to be ridiculed. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about it today. Praise God. But y'all know I like to start off with that motivational, T.D. Jakes motivational speech. Hallelujah. Amen. About not, hallelujah, giving up on our dreams, on what God has in store for us. Praise God. So y'all check this out. We're going to be back in 3 minutes, 52 seconds.
It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. Keep hopping. It's for people that are trying to hop their way back home. Come hell or high water, doing the best they can with what they got. That's who we are, doing the best we can with what we got. And we may not break any ribbons and we may not get any trophies, but if we can learn how to hang on in there, we'll be all right. I will not lie to you, I feel like going on. But I have seen days I did not want to get out of the bed, didn't want to put on clothes, and didn't even feel like brushing my teeth. I've seen days so dark that I just wanted to keep driving, and I didn't even care where I ended up or what you called me. They came, and they passed, and they came to pass. I kept the faith. I kept it. I lost a lot of stuff. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of strength. I lost a lot of courage. I lost a lot of time. I lost a lot of money. But I kept down on my knees. I was still believing. Broke, I was believing. Lonely, I was believing. Betrayed, I was. If you lose a job, keep the faith. If you lose a spouse, keep the faith. If you bury your child, keep the faith. If you have to downsize, keep the faith. If you have to move in with your mama, keep the faith. If you're at your wit's end, keep the faith. If you have to catch the bus, keep the faith. If you have to dove, keep the faith. If you get sick, keep the faith. If you lose your kidneys, keep the faith. If you got heart trouble, keep the faith. You might not get a new heart, but you gotta keep your faith.
Hallelujah. Keep your faith. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's an inspirational word. Amen. It inspires me. I listen to it every day. Praise God. I encourage you. Hallelujah. Amen. Find something that inspires you. Amen. It encourages you. Amen. To keep pursuing your dreams. Praise God. Hallelujah. What God has given you. Hey, man, we thank God for everybody today that's called in, tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to come to your throne of grace on this evening, Lord, and we want to say, first of all, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for destiny, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for motivation, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, thank you for meeting us here, for you said in your word, when two or more are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle. We thank you for being in the middle of tonight. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy this morning, this evening, that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Hallelujah. Lord, open up our minds, open up our hearts and our souls to receive your divine revelation on today. And we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do in our life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord on this evening. Praise the Lord once again. We just want to welcome everybody on today. Hallelujah. To Extraordinary. Yep, we changed the name again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we plan on doing some extraordinary things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you really have to understand, hallelujah, what it means to be extraordinary in the definition of what it means to be a child of God. See, when you're a child of God, hallelujah, things that are ordinary, hallelujah, to us are extraordinary to the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you sick in your body and the doctor says you have cancer or you have AIDS or you have some terminal disease, and then you miraculously come up healed and the tumor's gone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or the blood work comes back negative. Praise God. Hallelujah. You go on to live 20 and 30 years. They say that's an extraordinary thing right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. What we call miracles, that's an extraordinary thing, because that thing don't happen, hallelujah, for everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the world looks at stuff that happens to a child of God and say, that's extraordinary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But to us, it's ordinary. Praise God. Hallelujah. I always wondered when I read the story of Jesus and the disciples, when were the disciples going to get used to God, to Jesus performing these miracles? In other words, when were they going to stop calling them miracles? Hallelujah. Lazarus wasn't the only one Jesus raised from the dead. There were many Jesus raised from the dead. Only a few were mentioned in the scriptures. Hallelujah. But if we read the scriptures will tell us, hallelujah, amen, that what's written in the scriptures is just an inkling, just a portion of everything that Jesus did. Hallelujah, that the scriptures were not big enough, the Bible, the text, hallelujah, were not big enough to hold the miracles, the number of miracles that Jesus did in people's lives. Praise God, the lames that he healed, hallelujah, the blind men that he healed. Praise God, the people he raised from the dead. When was this going to be an ordinary thing? Hallelujah, praise God. When are we going to start walking with Jesus and just expecting this kind of thing to happen? Praise God. Hallelujah. When they start seeing sick people, they should have been like, he can heal all these people. Praise God. They shouldn't have been shocked every time it happened. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just like the mentality of man has not changed from the beginning of time. We are still shocked at the miracles of Jesus, at the miracles of God, the things that God do in our lives. We're still shocked about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We still can't believe it actually happened. I can't believe, praise God, amen, that actually happened for me. I can't believe, praise God, that I was able to overcome that. I can't believe it. Why can't you believe? Praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't like it's the first time. Hallelujah. God has done this in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, we should start just expecting. Hallelujah. Praise God. God to do stuff. When Jesus said like this, whatever you so desire when you pray, believe that you have received it Hallelujah. And ye shall have it. Believe that you have received it, and ye shall have it. Believe that you have received it, and you shall have it. If you believe it, that means you know it. It ain't going to be a surprise when it comes to pass to you. Praise God. You're not going to be shocked when the light bill gets paid. Hallelujah. You're not going to be shocked when they come back and tell you, amen, that the cancer is gone. You're not going to be shocked, amen, praise God, when you finally meet that wife, when you finally meet that husband. It's not going to be shocking to you. Praise God, hallelujah, because you recognize this is something that is already written by God, hallelujah, that God can do any and everything, hallelujah, praise God. There's no limit, hallelujah. I remember Masters, he had the no limit records. They said it wasn't no limit. Ain't no limit, praise God, hallelujah, to what God, amen, can do. Praise God, hallelujah. We're going to get into the first topic on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first topic. Hallelujah. First of all, the overall topic for the day, subject for the day. Hallelujah. Understanding the human side. Hallelujah. Of Jesus. I explained before. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we always see Jesus as this divine divinity, which he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is truly the Son of God. He is truly God, hallelujah, in the flesh. Praise God, hallelujah. He, when he rose from the grave, the Bible says that he had the power of heaven and earth in his hands. Hallelujah. When he gave revelation to John, he told John that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He said he was the God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You got to put that more on there. Hallelujah, amen. More means, he said, forever has to do with time. Hallelujah. When you say forever, you basically saying to the end of time. Praise God, hallelujah. But when he says, I'm the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, he's saying even when time ends, Lord have mercy. Praise God. You know, scientists, they speculate. They say we got a million years, a couple billion years, a few thousand. They don't know. Hallelujah. They say one day the world's going to come to an end. One day time is going to cease to exist. Well, God, Jesus, in the book of Revelations through John, told us that when that day comes, when the world ceases to exist, when the sky rolls up like a scroll, hallelujah, he will still be God. Hallelujah. When there's no more world, he will still be God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that statement itself, I was the God yesterday. I'm the God today. Hallelujah. What is he saying? I'm the God of the past. I'm the God of the present. And I'm the God of the future. Hallelujah. No matter how far you go back, I'm there. No matter right now, no matter where you look around, right now in your present, I'm there. Hallelujah. And no matter how forward thinking you are, hallelujah, amen. You planning to live years and years and years, I'm going to be there in years. Hallelujah, amen. After you're dead, I'm going to still be, hallelujah, God. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Now let's get into the understanding of the human side, hallelujah, of Jesus. Because we have to understand one reason Jesus came. And there are many reasons, praise God, hallelujah. Today we're going to attack a few of them. Amen. One of them is so I can understand what it's like to be you. Praise God. What it's like to be a human being. Understand, sitting from the heavens. Hallelujah. You know, you create something. You don't know what it's like to be the creation. Hallelujah. Amen. Henry Ford doesn't know what it's like to be a car. Hallelujah, praise God, because he can never put himself in that kind of position to be a car. He don't know what it's like to be a car. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. God didn't know. See, we say God is all-knowing and omnipotent. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But understand this. There's one thing God did not know prior to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. And that was what it was like to be a human being. Hallelujah. To exist in flesh. Hallelujah. When I meditated on this subject some years ago, amen, the Lord basically said, amen, praise God. It was an excuse that we had in the Old Testament. Praise God. When we were in the Old Testament, saints, hallelujah, we had the excuse, God, you don't know what it's like to be me. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know what it's like to be hungry. You don't know what it's like to be thirsty. You don't know what it's like to be cold, to be hot, to be lied on, to be talked about. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know what it's like, amen, to be betrayed. You don't know what it's like to feel pain. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know what it's like. Amen. Imagine Jacob. God looking down at Jacob, amen, trying to comprehend what is the, you are a woman that's there, a woman that's not producing nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. But I gave you a woman that is productive. She's having babies left and right, and that was the goal, to be fruitful and multiply. That's what I told you to do. Be fruitful and multiply. Now you have no problem being fruitful, hallelujah, with both of these young ladies, Jacob, but you're only multiplying with one. Hallelujah. But the one you're multiplying with is the one you don't want. Praise God. Hallelujah. Imagine, and I know it's kind of hard for you to imagine this, but imagine the confusion of a creator trying to understand why the creation, hallelujah, amen, isn't in sync with the goal. The goal is to multiply, hallelujah, to inhabit the earth. Only one of these women can do that, but you don't want that. I don't understand. I don't get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then coming as a man, hallelujah, amen, able to understand the beauty of moral beauty, human beauty, hallelujah, it's not the same. Praise God. We have to understand God is an angelical being, the angelical being. Hallelujah, amen. His judgment of beauty isn't the same as our judgment of beauty. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. That's why God, that's why when I was growing up, they had to say, God don't like ugly, and he ain't crazy about pretty. Hallelujah, meaning he's not moved by looks because he's a spiritual, divine, angelical being. Praise God, hallelujah. So those kind of things, hallelujah, that we're affected by, he's not affected by, hallelujah, amen, until he began to walk in the flesh and he can be able to see through the eyes of a man what a man sees in a woman. Hallelujah, praise God. This is a man, this is a human idea of beauty. Hallelujah. I couldn't see it like that from the heavens. But now that I've stepped into the male body, the human body, I can see what beauty is. Praise God. What's your idea of beauty? Remember, Jesus said like this. He said, amen, your understanding is different from mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. The way you see things, the way you understand things is different, hallelujah, from the way I do. Hallelujah. And he said, what seems right to you, hallelujah, is wrong to me. And what's wrong to me is right to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we always say it, amen, we want to be like God. We want to see like God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To see like God, amen, you have to be blind to see like God, because God doesn't judge with his eyes like we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to be deaf, because we'll be in the church. Hallelujah, amen. And somebody, I've been on the line, on the prayer line, and somebody that got on the prayer line and decided they want to sing. Hallelujah, praise God. And you know that story about the talents, where God gave everybody a talent according to their ability. Hallelujah, let's just say they didn't have that ability. They didn't get that talent to sing. Praise God. If they would have been on Showtime at the Apollo, saying they would have drugged them off the stage. Praise God. But God is not judging their voice the way I am. the way we are. Hallelujah. We all singing collectively. They need to sit down. Who told them they could sing? Somebody, their mama must have told them they could sing. Praise God. They must have been singing in the choir or something because they sure wasn't singing lead. But God hears what's in their heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not only that, we can hear the most beautiful music. Hallelujah. It could be a church song. Praise God. Giving praise to God. The person that's singing is hitting all the notes. They done went loose on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then turn around. Amen. God listening to the same song. Hallelujah. And it sounds like nails scratching on the top board. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because he hearing what's coming out of their heart. You hearing, I love God. Bless the name of Jesus. He's such a heavenly father. And God is hearing, I can't wait till I get my check after this gig is over. Look at little honey in the third row. Oh, I'm going to get her number after service. Praise God, because he's hearing what's in the heart. And all we hearing is the ad-libs and the votes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's get to the first topic. Are you living a life like Jesus did? Praise God. That's the first topic. Are you living a life, hallelujah, like Jesus did? And then I put, you might be surprised. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might be surprised. Hallelujah. Understand, Jesus did not start his ministry preaching, hallelujah, the gospel until he was 30 years old, 29 and a half, if you want to be kicking. Praise God, hallelujah. He's almost 30 years old, and he did not start preaching until he was 30. What did he do before he was 30? Hallelujah. Before he went down to the River Jordan and got baptized by his cousin. What did he do before then? I'll tell you what he did. Hallelujah. He and Joseph, hallelujah, ran a carpentry business. Jesus was a carpenter. He lived a regular life, so to speak. Praise God. He had his own business. Him and his dad worked together. Not to mention, he was the only one that we can tell, hallelujah, from all of the texts that actually went into the family business of being a carpenter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Building houses. I'm actually sitting at a table that many, many theologians and scholars believe Jesus designed. Hallelujah. The high sitting table with the high chairs. Praise God. Most tables sit at a low level and you sit in low chairs. Praise God. But this table is kind of high. Amen. And the chairs are like stools. And it's believed that Jesus designed, hallelujah, that table. Praise God. As a carpenter. Hallelujah. So no, Jesus wasn't knocking on doors and telling them, you know, do you know God? Hallelujah. Are you saved? Praise God. Because a lot of people in church, a lot of people around you are have you thinking you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. They'll tell you should be doing more than what you're doing. Look at what the Jehovah's Witnesses are doing. Praise God. Look at what the Muslims are doing. And we as Christians, we need to get out there and knock on some doors. We need to get out there and hand out some flyers. We need to get out there and do this. We need to get out there and do that. And maybe we do. Maybe you are called to do it, but maybe it ain't your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. Jesus said, at one time Jesus was speaking, and he spoke so well that they started clapping and they applauded. It was like, man, we like him. We like him. Jesus said, uh-oh, let me get out of here. And the disciples was like, why? Why we got to get out of here? He said, because they'll mess around and try to make me king. And it ain't time. They'll mess around and try to put me in a position, hallelujah, ahead of the time I'm supposed to be in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe God do want you to go out there and knock on some doors and minister to some people, but maybe not right now. Maybe God just wants you to work. Maybe God just wants you to do whatever job that God got you doing now. Hallelujah. Until the appointed time. Hallelujah. Well, how will you know when that appointed time comes? There's a shift. There's a change. Something happens. Hallelujah. Something happens that's catastrophic, so to speak. Praise God. Maybe not to the world, but to you. Hallelujah. Let's go back. Let me tell you. Let's go back. Let's go back to Joshua. Remember Joshua? How he worked under Moses, and the people really didn't. You know, he worked under Moses, but you know, that's Moses' boy. Other, you know, he ain't no leader. He can't lead us. Praise God. But then something happened. Moses died. Praise God. Moses died, and there was a shift that shifted Joshua into position. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody make the argument he ain't had no choice. Hallelujah. Amen. When you don't have no choice, that's God. That means God is closed. This door, that door, that door, that door, that door. You only got one avenue. Ain't no fork in the road. It's a straight road. Hallelujah. According to Jesus, the road is straight and it's narrow. Hallelujah. Amen. So when God gets ready to shift you into that position, amen, God will do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when I talked about it last week. Remember when Jesus was in the garden, he was praying, and he was telling the disciples to watch me while I pray. Praise God. And he was telling them to watch me while I pray because they're coming to get me tonight. Tonight is the night. Hallelujah. They're coming to get me tonight. I need y'all to watch me while I'm praying in case they coming. Y'all can warn me. And if I get a pass, if God give me this pass I'm asking for, we can get out of here before they come and get me. So I need y'all to stay woke, and I need y'all to watch me. And he prayed three times. So the first time he prayed, he go back over there, they sleep. He's like, now, what if they would have ran up on us right now, y'all? What if they would have ran up? I need y'all to stay woke and stay coherent. Praise God. He's probably sitting there probably saying, maybe I shouldn't have gave y'all that wine. Praise God. Because y'all act like y'all can't hold y'all. Look, I need y'all to sit here and watch me. I'm going to go pray. So he go back and pray. He come back, they sleep again. Praise God. Hallelujah. So then he come back, wake them up again, get on their behind again. Look, I'm going to pray one more time. Hallelujah. Because God ain't giving me the answer I want. Y'all ever did that? We talking about the human side of Jesus. Y'all ever prayed and kept praying because you wasn't getting the answer you wanted? If it be your will, Lord, let this bitter cup pass me. Then you prayed it once already. Then he go back, and he prayed again. Hallelujah. Now he's going to go back a third time because I'm not getting, you know, hallelujah. Maybe I'm not getting this answer. Look, I need y'all to watch. Hallelujah, because if I get the answer, I won't. We are out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he go back, he pray, he come back. They sleep again. Again. They wake up, my bad, Jesus, my bad. We got you back. He like, look, it's too late. Bye. Here they come. This is what I want. This is why I needed y'all to be woke. Y'all should have seen them before they got this touch. Praise God. That's why they so close. We can't run that. Praise God. I say that to say God put him in a position where he had no choice. Hallelujah. He had no choice. It wasn't no escape. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got a role now. It is what it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When God puts you in those positions, hallelujah. Amen. That's when you know for sure it's God. Man, I can't put you in that kind of position. Hallelujah. Amen. So what God will do sometimes is move that man out the way. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes your best friends will be sleepover. And you'll be mad at them. Yeah, you're going to be mad at them because you felt like they should have handed your back. But maybe it wasn't in God's will. Hallelujah. Because if they would have been woke, you know Peter. Peter, here they come, Jesus. Uh-oh, let's get them out of here. You know Peter had his back. He pulled out the sword and cut off one of their ears. But God, Jesus was like, it's too late. It's too late now. Too late for all that nonsense. He picked the ear up, put it back on the man. It's too late for all that. This is the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you pray and you don't hear the answer. So God will show you the answer. This is the answer to my question. Is it going to be your will if this bitter cup pass? Oh, well, this is obviously a no. I can clearly see this is a no. Put your swords down. It's too late. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God, Jesus was able to forgive them because he understood this was in God's will, but we are not like it. We still, man, even though I know people that got in trouble, went to jail, and because somebody snitched on them, and they say, but if I wouldn't have went through that, I wouldn't have been where I'm at today. Jail helped me, or whatever the situation was, whatever they went through, they got fired, that whatever they went through, it helped them. And they admit it helped me. But they still mad at the person that snitched on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you haven't really understood that it was God's will for them to do what they did. Because if they wouldn't have did what they did, you wouldn't be who you are. Hallelujah. So when we say, are you living a life like Jesus did, have you had any of your friends betray you? Hallelujah. I'm not talking about Judas. Hallelujah. You know, Judas went and snitched. Judas went and got the law. He called 222-TIPS. And did not remain anonymous because he wanted the reward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm talking about Peter. Y'all know y'all look at Judas as the big betrayer, the big backstabber. But I look at Peter. Praise God. It may not have been his intention. Watch this. You have to understand. It was not his intention to do this. Because when Jesus told him, look, For the rooster crow three times tonight, you go deny me three times. Praise God. And Peter was like, Jesus, you've been sipping a little bit too much of that communion wine. Don't you understand, Jesus? He was really offended. Don't you understand how much I love you, Jesus? You my boy. You my road dog. You my ace. You my ride or die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not going nowhere. If they take you, they got to take me. He meant what he said. But when it came down to it, praise God. Hallelujah. He even went as far. You got to give him credit because all the other disciples ran and went here, there, the women. You know, the women, that they stayed with Jesus. The mother stayed with Jesus. Mary Magdalene stayed with Jesus. Praise God. I believe James stayed with Jesus. But the other disciples, they ran. They ran and hid. So we got Peter. He's willing to fight. Praise God. But he's not willing to be kept. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got some of them people, I'm willing to fight, but I'm not willing to be kept. Hallelujah. Let me put it like this. I'm willing to go the lengths with you with running from the police. We can even get into a shootout, Bonnie and Clyde style. But as far as going back, I'm not going back to jail. I'm not going, they're going to have to kill me. That's the mentality that Peter had. Peter said, I'll die with you. Praise God. And he tried to get it going. He pulled out the knife, cut off the ear, tried to get it going, but Jesus stopped it. No, we ain't going to do it like that. Praise God. See, I'm willing to die for you, but I ain't willing to suffer. Oh, Lord. I'm willing to die for you. I'm ready to go get to the end game. Let's get to the end game. If we're going to die, let's do it. Let's go ahead and die. But no, we got to go on trial. We got to pick a jury. We got to get sentenced. We got to sit on death row. We got to wait for our day to come. We got to get our last meal. Whoa, whoa. I ain't going to do all that, Jesus. We might as well just, I'm going to pull out my gun, point it at the cops. When I point it at them, they're going to shoot. We're going to die right then and there and get it all over with. I ain't down with that suffering. Praise God. Hallelujah. The suffering part. Hallelujah. So when he saw Jesus suffering, because the Bible say he was eye to eye with Jesus, somebody walked up and said, hey, ain't you Jesus' homeboy? Amen. They was like Tupac and Biggie. Yeah, don't you be, no. I don't be with Jesus. I don't even know who Jesus is. Right? Nazareth. I don't even go to Nazareth. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not me. I'm trying to tell y'all that ain't me. And the third time, they said his language was giving him away, the way he was talking. So he started cussing. Dogs on it, mother, blankety black, black. I told you, I don't know that. And the Bible say when he said it the last time, he was out of hour, Jesus. That's the ultimate betrayal. Imagine looking your best friend in the eyes. He lied to the cops and said, that ain't my dope. That's his dope. I ain't never seen that dope in my, I don't even smoke dope. I don't know who dope that is. Praise God. To break it down to where y'all can understand. Hallelujah. The person that snitched you at the job that said you was the one stealing those office supplies. Hallelujah. That was y'all was stealing those office supplies together, but he snitched off. He got you looking like Craig stealing boxes, getting fired on your day. Hallelujah. Your best friend did this. Hallelujah. And then denied knowing who you was to your face. Hallelujah. Amen. It's one thing when you lie behind my back. But we face to face and you saying you don't know where I am. Hallelujah, amen. That's why we say you might be surprised, hallelujah, to learn how similar your life is to Jesus' life. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Some of y'all don't know, like me, some of y'all don't know who y'all biological daddy is. Hallelujah. Some of y'all might have had a man in the house. Some of y'all might not. Some of y'all seen 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7 people went through that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you don't know who, where you got your last name from. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus knows he's the Son of God. Hallelujah. But try telling your friends in school that you don't look nothing like your dad. Joseph dark skin with curly hair. Jesus bright skin with straight hair. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Don't look nothing like it. Hallelujah. Jesus tall, Joseph short. Praise God. Amen. Everybody talking about your mama. Your mama was a whore. That's what everybody's saying. They talking about you in school. Praise God. Amen. Jesus went through that. Hallelujah. Amen. The same thing you went through. Not knowing who your daddy was. Knowing the man that's raising you ain't your father. And having to listen to him. And do what he tell you to do. And he ain't even your daddy. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to listen to him and do what he tell you to do. Not only that, your real daddy told you you better listen to him and do what he tell you to do. Praise God. And you got to do it. For his whole life, he was a carpenter. The only reason why this Jesus' ministry, you know, the Masons base all this on Jesus. That's why you got to be a 33-degree Mason, that is all this. The only reason why Jesus waited till he was 30 is because that's when Joseph died. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me explain. Remember, there's a part in the Bible where they say, they ask Jesus, why don't you or your disciples wash your hands for you? Hallelujah. And Jesus just go off and call them hypocrites and saying, y'all wash the inside of the cup and don't wash the outside and don't wash the inside. You like wash. Whitewashed tombs. You clean on the inside, on the outside, but on the inside, you're dead man's bones. And then he said, y'all living by a tradition of washing your hands before you eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, that's a tradition. But y'all laws are overruling, y'all traditions are overruling God's laws. And he said, one of God's laws is to honor your mother and your father. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you say, when you reach a certain age, you no longer have to honor your mother and father. Praise God. Amen. That, you know, that's the law. When you turn 18, you grow up. But according to the law of God, there is no age restriction on this law. You are under your mother and father until they die. So Jesus was a carpenter until Joseph died. He could not go on to preach. Everybody, well, he was sitting back learning, he was sitting back teaching, he was studying, he was reading. No, he wasn't. He was fixing houses, fixing roofs, and making tables and chairs. Praise God, hallelujah, until Joseph died. And when Joseph died, that's when he stepped out and said, you know what, I'm selling the shop, and I'm going to start my ministry. Praise God, because he was bound to that law. Some of us are, you know, we doing what our parents wanted us to do. And some of them, we'll get up and preach, that's wrong. But really, according to the law of God, you're doing exactly what God wants you to do, and that's to do with your, if they wanted you to be a lawyer, they wanted you to be a doctor, whatever, they wanted you to be a preacher, whatever it is. According to the law, Hallelujah. Well, we ain't gonna hold on, we ain't even talking about that today. Praise God, hallelujah. But according to the law, you doing exactly, amen, what God wants you to do until they die. Once they die, it's just like a marriage. Hallelujah. I'm bound to my wife until she dies. She bound to me until I die. Hallelujah, amen. We can't move around and start dating until one of us dies. Hallelujah, amen. You can't do nothing, amen, without your parents' consent until they die. Hallelujah. I know that sounds crazy because you're 40, 50 years old. Some of y'all 70, 80 years old and y'all parents still alive. You still got to do what they're telling you to do. And you just as old as Dave. Praise God. You just as grown as Dave. You taking care of them. Hallelujah. But you are still bound to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus has to experience that too. Hallelujah. Amen. So is your life like Jesus's? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. How many of y'all were? Somebody told you as a child you were going to be something great. I was one of those kids. As a child, you're going to be something great. Remember, Jesus was in the synagogue talking with the bishops and the priests and the teachers, and they was amazed. They was astonished. Hallelujah. You can imagine how they were saying, this guy here is going to be remarkable. Hallelujah. By the time he turned 15, 16, amen, he's going to be out there preaching in the streets. He gonna be out there. He gonna do something big. And then you don't hear nothing from this man. Hallelujah. For about 18, 19 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. God told, a lot of us were told we was going to be this, we was going to be that. Hallelujah. God got his hand on you and you sitting there waiting. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible says this, write the vision down, make it plain. Hallelujah. Throw a carry weight on it, for it will come to pass at the appointed time. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people tried to rush you. Amen. Some of y'all tried to rush yourselves because of what the prophecy was. You thought you was Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Amen. When you was Moses. See, Jeremiah got called when he was 17, 18. Hallelujah. Moses got called when he was 8. Hallelujah. But the A's didn't have nothing to do with it. But each calling was as significant as the other. Hallelujah, praise God. Except Jeremiah was ready at 17, and Moses wasn't ready till he was 80. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Some of y'all, your family tried to put you in a position you wasn't ready for yet. Your friends, they tried to put you in a position you wasn't ready for yet. I always talk about how Dr. Dre branched off and did his own thing, and now he rich because he didn't follow what his mama told him to do. But according to the word, hallelujah, whatever he was supposed to do, what his mama told him to. Hallelujah, because it ain't about, it's about righteousness. Look, he said, what's right for me ain't right for you. To me, that was right. Hey, I don't want to do what you want. I want more. Hallelujah. Amen. But I would imagine if I would have talked to him one-on-one, not the interviews on TV and sitting in his house without the big houses and all the plaques, he'd have lost his brother, he'd have lost his son, he'd have been through divorces. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. A whole lot of stuff that happened. Amen. And then the result of him being where he was, he say 29 people off of death row died while he was there for 4 years. Hallelujah. All this is weighing heavy. So is it, I would want to ask him, if you had to do it all over again, would you? Hallelujah. In other words, was the glamour and the life and the money, was it worth it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Or would you go back now and say, I just want to be a regular person and follow what my mama told me to be? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So are you living a life like Jesus? Hallelujah, amen. So I had to put that in the question in perspective, because you hear that question, you think you walk around healing people. Hallelujah. That was just the last 3 years of his life. Hallelujah. What about the other 30 years? That's not written in our Bible. Hallelujah. You can do your research and go find some lost books about Jesus as a child and growing up. Hallelujah, amen. But it's very evident that he was a carpenter. How do I know this? Because when I read the scripture, when Jesus went back home and started preaching, they were saying, you a carpenter. That's the carpenter's son. I know his brothers and his sisters. I know his mom. Hallelujah. Because they knew who Jesus, they went to school with Jesus. They congregated with Jesus. Jesus lived a regular life, and that's why you have to understand, hallelujah, amen, the same thing that's happening with a lot of your friends. You know, when you got saved and came back and they was like, boy, please, I went to school with you. Girl, please. Me and you the ran men together. Me and you the ran women together. Me and you the shot dice together. What are you trying to tell me? That you, now you telling me you God and chose you to speak his word? That's what Jesus went through when he went back home. You can't tell me God chose you to speak his word. I know you. And I'm not saying Jesus participated in anything illicit or anything sinful. Hallelujah, amen. But you don't have to. All they have to do, all somebody got to do is think they know you. Hallelujah. He could have done something small like little. He threw some paper on the ground. Hallelujah, amen. God wouldn't call a Messiah like that. Hallelujah. God wouldn't have a Messiah who was fixing tables. Hallelujah. God's Messiah ought to be coming out of the synagogue, out of the temples. Hallelujah. They was looking for a Samuel. Remember, Samuel was literally raised in the church. A lot of them joke. Steve Harvey joke, I was raised in the church. No, Samuel was literally raised in the church. His mama said, God, if you give me a son, I'll give him to you. She had the son, nursed him, got him to walking, got him to eating. Once he could walk, once he could eat, she dropped him off at the church and saw him every year on the birthday. Every year on the birthday, she knitted him a coat, something like that. But he was literally raised in the church. Hallelujah. So they was expecting the Messiah to come raised in the church. They wasn't expecting the Messiah to be born in a barn. Hallelujah. Everybody always trying to tell you, you somebody. But then you keep trying to look back at where you was born. Hallelujah. Praise God. You keep trying to look back at where you came from. Hallelujah. Jesus was born in a barn right between the goats and the chickens. Hallelujah. What we call swaddling clothes, the Bible says he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Do your research. Swaddling clothes are the milk rags that they use to milk the goats with. So Jesus was wrapped in milk rags, old milk rags. Hallelujah. He wasn't even wrapped in a blanket. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how God came into the world. Hallelujah. So is your life similar to Jesus? How did you come into the world? Was your mom and daddy getting along? Because if you recall, they wasn't getting along. Hallelujah. You got to read. When you read, you got to read in between the lines. Think about this, ladies. Ladies that's listening, think about this right now. Your husband, you go to your husband and you tell your husband you are pregnant by the Son of God. You really pregnant by the Son of God? He don't believe you. He decides he going to divorce you. And we always want to give Joseph credit because Joseph said, I'm going to divorce her in private. Do you think that made her feel any better? That's why she went to see Elizabeth. Praise God, because she was upset. She needed some family counsel. My husband to be just took the ring back. He just took the ring and said, I ain't gonna put it on Facebook. I ain't gonna put it on Instagram. But I can't do this. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he has a dream. A dream. There's the difference between Mary and Joseph. Mary had an angel actually visit her. Hallelujah. An actual angel was standing there talking to her. Joseph had a dream. And in his dream, God told him that Mary wasn't lying. She was telling the truth. Praise God. I'm gonna open up the line in a few and let y'all comment, but I want to paint this picture. Praise God. Now imagine me. Now my wife, First Lady Ashley, came and said she's pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then I break up with him, but then I have a dream. First of all, I can't go tell, you know, hey, yo, Brother Daryl, I had this dream that my wife tells the truth about being pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Praise. I can't tell nobody this. I want to put your mind in his mind. Put your mind in her mind. What's going through? He just left me. I ain't cheated on this man. I've been faithful to this man. I've been loyal to this man. I'm a woman of God. I'm a real woman of God. I'm real. Hallelujah. I'm so real. God chose me. I'm highly favored amongst all women. And this man has left me. Hallelujah. And then watch this. Then he come back. Come out, I had a dream. You had to have a dream. Hallelujah. And to the men, it probably makes sense. And probably to some of the women, too, from the outside looking in. It makes sense that she said it. But being in her shoes, hallelujah, she heard about this. Praise God. You had to have a dream. You mean God had to tell you himself that I wasn't lying to you. My word wasn't good enough. And if some of us that's lived and been around a while, we'd be like, no, your word wasn't good enough. I need to see that DNA test. I need to see the DNA test. Not that you lie, but I need to see that DNA test. That don't make you feel, how you think she feels? I don't think you lie, but I need to see a DNA test. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what she going through. Then we back together. Now we back together because I had a dream. Hallelujah. You know you know how y'all women is. They're still in the back of your head. We probably done moved on, forgot about the situation. We la, 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 la. He probably trying to cuddle up to her. Yo, Mary, what's up, girl? It's kind of warm tonight, girl. Can I get a little snuggle time, girl? You sure you don't need to have a dream and make sure it's okay with God before you have a snuggle time with me? I mean, I don't know. I don't want you to, you know. He got to live with this. Praise God. Because this is always on her mind. And don't think it ain't probably in the back of his mind. I don't know. Would God's son look like that? I mean, that's what she said, though. I don't know. I'm rolling with it. Praise God. So you got two parents not getting along. Hallelujah. Getting along for the sake of the kids. Tell me that ain't happening in your life. Two parents getting along. That ain't getting along, but they just getting along. They being cordial. That's the word. They being cordial for the sake of the children. Praise God. For the sake of the child. And then watch this. Watch this. On the top of all this, you really want to hit a man hard. Hey, it's tax time. I'm going to need you to come pay your taxes. Oh, man. You doing census. You doing taxes. So now I gotta find a way to get me and this girl to Bethlehem. Hey man, I gotta get me and her to Bethlehem. I got a donkey. It's hot. It wasn't cold. Either way, if it was cold, if it was hot, it's still unbearable. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we gotta travel. And I gotta get her there. Then we get there. We can't find nowhere to have. Do you really think, you know, it's like it is in the movies? Where they were smiling and they were so happy and everything was, I'm just so happy to be having the child of God and I'm just so happy my wife is having, it doesn't matter that we're in a barn. Please, put yourself in their shoes. I don't care how saved you are, how holy you are. Remember you had to spend the night at that bus stop? Hallelujah. Praise God. You were still cold, wasn't you? Hallelujah. You still was uncomfortable. Hallelujah, amen. This woman had God. She's sitting there with Jesus. Hallelujah. In a barn. You got Jesus, but your conditions ain't improved. Hallelujah. And we always talk about the three wise men. They brought that frankincense, that myrrh, and that silver. Remember? Hallelujah, amen. It always make it look like they came right in there. The North Star letter. Let me tell you, can I educate you? It was 2 years later when these guys came with this money. Praise God. 2 years went by. Hallelujah. They was on the run. They was running. They was in Egypt. Hiding out. They was fugitives. Hallelujah. Joseph and Mary were fugitives from justice. They would have been on America's Most Wanted today. Praise God. This is the life. This is how Jesus came into this world. as the son of a fugitive Bonnie and Clyde who ain't getting along. Hallelujah. Not only that, imagine growing up to find out and they killed every child, every boy your age. Every boy that was your age. They killed them because they trying to get to you. Because somebody done told them, they wives, the psychics done told them that a king has been born in Israel. And the king wants to be, he already old, you a baby. But he's still scared that he's going to lose his position. So he put an order out to kill you. But he don't know who he is. So kill all of them. Every boy his age, kill him. That's a lot of pressure to find out when you grow up that everybody got killed because of you. You didn't do nothing wrong. The only thing you did was be born. How many of y'all feel like that? Hallelujah. I didn't do nothing wrong. The only thing I did was be born. Hallelujah. That's the only thing Jesus did. The only thing he did was be born. Hallelujah. Before he ever spoke a sermon, before he ever said a word, excuse the language, but all hell had already broken loose. People had already been killed. People had already been died. Our families had already been in shambles because of you. They are Mary and Joseph only fighting because of you. Mama and Daddy only fighting because of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you get to be 9, 10. He was anywhere from 9, 10, 11, or 12, somewhere around there. They don't know. They say it was 9. Some say 12. They don't know. But they take him to Jerusalem for the festivities, took him to the carnival, let him ride the rides, and then they say, okay, time to go back home. And 3 days into the trip, back home. 3 days into the trip back home. They were walking. 3 days into the trip back home, somebody said, where Jesus? Oh, my God, we left Jesus. That's a funny choice of words. Oh, my God. We left Jesus. Praise God. So then they got to travel back. This is a week. I had to calculate in my mind. I say, so if they already 3 days into the trip, so they took them 3 days to walk back. And then they got the nerve to say, oh, Jesus, we was worried about you. You were what? Wait, you the one forgot about me. Everybody want to talk so deep. When I speak with the Lord, the Lord said, everybody want to make everything so deep. Everything ain't as deep as you think it is. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. What you looking for me for? You didn't know I was going to be by my Father's business? Praise God. Hallelujah. Imagine if that was you. What would you have meant by saying that to your mama and daddy? They been gone for 6 days. And they coming back acting like it's your fault that you missing. We've been looking for you. Well, I was here. Y'all left me. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not my job to keep up with y'all. It's y'all's job to keep up with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you mad. Somebody out there, you mad, but you still mad because your mama left you at the grocery store. Hallelujah. She came back and got you in 15 minutes. Some of y'all got mad. Your mama left you at the grocery store. You was a teenager. You had to find y'all all the way home. Hallelujah. Praise God. But she ain't leave you in a whole other city. Praise God. Amen. And forgot. How you going to forget about your miracle baby, first of all? Praise God, your miracle baby. Hallelujah. Not only that, let me back up. Mary wasn't but 15 years old when she had Jesus. Oh, Lord. You thought your mama was young when she had you. Praise God. She wasn't but 15 years old. We talk about teens having babies today. They was having babies at 15, 16 back then. They still over there having babies. Hallelujah. In Jerusalem at those ages. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because ain't no age. Once you 12 over there, you grown. Once you have your period, what you believe over there, you wrong. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So you can get married and have a baby, amen. Married. So now Muhammad's a teenage Muslim. Hallelujah, amen. With an old man for a daddy. Joseph was around, they estimate Joseph was anywhere from 45 to 70 years old. They're really not sure how old he was, but he was at least 45, but no older than 70. And here he is married to a 15-year-old girl. Ooh. And you thought your family had some secrets. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus' family. Is your life like Jesus'? Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't your family got some secrets like that that y'all don't want to talk about? Y'all don't like going to the family reunion because you look like your uncle. But y'all, I ain't going to say, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't look nothing like your daddy, but you look just like your uncle. Hallelujah. Amen. I knew one, my great-grandmother said her mama was really her auntie and her cousin was really her brother and her auntie was really her, mama was really, I'm like, I don't know. Praise God, hallelujah. Ain't no adoption. These are all blood relatives, but you don't know who your mama is, who your daddy is. Lord, have mercy. Jesus went through this. And then when he started preaching, his family turned their back on him. Wasn't nobody finding him but Mary. And the only reason why, that's, you see the mama, so she know. See, your mama know who your daddy is. She may act like she don't. Praise God. But your mama know who your daddy is. Praise God. Hallelujah. She knew Jesus. She knew what potential Jesus had in him. She knew he was the son of God. Hallelujah. But you couldn't tell her stepkids and her new kids that. Because Joseph already had kids. Hallelujah. Amen. He had a wife that had died already. So he already had kids. And then it's to say that he had more children with Mary. Hallelujah. Praise God. So my daddy, this old man, my mama, this young girl, they saying she slept with, there's rumors going around about his mama that she slept with a Roman soldier, she slept with a gypsy. And the truth is she married to an old man and pregnant by God. Hallelujah. How many of y'all got the truth? It's so unbelievable that you just let the lie be out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know what they're saying. Well, you ain't going to try to correct them? Well, if I was to tell them the truth, it would be a whole lot worse than what it is. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Let me straighten this out. Imagine the mess. Hallelujah. Because we the ones want to put everybody in their place all the time. Most of the time, the women will let it slide. Come on, baby. Don't worry about what they're saying. Let's go. But we be like, my pride that got in the way. Hold on. Let me tell you something. First of all, my wife ain't no hope. My wife, hallelujah, was pregnant by the Holy Ghost. My son over there is the son of God. So y'all need to shut up. Y'all don't know what you're talking about. Now, how you think that's going to go over? How you think the truth's going to go over? Hallelujah, amen. Some of y'all lying saying it's your kid. You know that ain't your kid, but if you was to tell the truth when I met her, she was pregnant. I don't know who I'm talking about. That's somebody in particular. But you can't tell nobody that because, hallelujah, amen. Just like Joseph couldn't tell nobody, well, I had a dream. That's why I'm with him. Because God came to me in a dream. You know how many dreams I done had, Joseph? Praise God. Was you drinking before you went to sleep, Joseph? Joseph, you're a fool. Y'all know, y'all saved and sanctified, y'all would have called Joseph a fool. You're a fool if you stay with her, Joseph. Some of y'all women would have told Joseph the same thing. Praise God, hallelujah. But that's what Jesus was born into. And then you start preaching, and the brothers and sisters, they told Jesus, go tell your followers what you're telling us. We don't want to hear that. Praise God. And all you did was try to help. Hallelujah. That's all Jesus did was try to help people, heal people, help people. They criticizing Jesus every time he say something. Amen. Why you say that? Why are you doing that? He ain't breaking no laws. Matter of fact, he's following every last one of them to the T. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he ain't breaking no laws. He ain't doing nothing wrong. He helping people. He healing people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many times you try to help somebody? Hallelujah. But you trying to help, but they looking at you like you trying to hurt. Praise God. How many times you been taken wrong? Hallelujah. By the time it's been came back to you, you said her dress was ugly. She should have never wore that dress. You ain't never said nothing. I ain't say nothing about this. I ain't say nothing about her dress at all. Now the prevost, I don't know where they came from. Praise God. Hallelujah. You think Jesus don't understand, misunderstanding? Jesus said this. He said, tear down the sentence. I like to tear it down. If you tear down this temple, I will build it back in 3 days. Hallelujah. That was a statement. If you tear down this temple. Now, I understand this part. Maybe they were confused about what temple he was talking about. Okay. I can understand that because the way Jesus talked, you had to have an interpreter. Hallelujah. Because he'd be talking about things of the spirit, but he's using things of the world to describe things of the spirit, and you'd get lost. Remember he said, beware the bread of the Pharisees, and they was like, oh yeah, we didn't bring them to eat. And then Jesus said, well, why would y'all think I'm talking about something to eat? Well, you said, beware the Pharisees' bread. Yeah, but what makes you think I'm talking about food? Because you said bread. Praise God. You said leaven. Hallelujah, amen. But he said, I'm not talking about I'm talking about the word. Remember when I compared the word to the bread? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Actually, Moses said that. Jesus was quoting Moses when he said that. So if I'm talking about bread, I'm telling you beware of the words that are coming out of their mouth. Some of y'all just say, that's what he meant. Some of y'all just got, that's what he meant. Yeah, because he's talking about, you need a translator. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Jesus said, if you tear down this temple, he was talking about his body. But I can understand how somebody would think he was talking about the temple, seeing he was standing in front of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what got me was how they switched around the knowledge. He said, if you tear down the temple, I'll build it back. They ran and told the police, hey, he said he gonna tear down the temple in 3 days. That's not, he never said he was gonna tear down anything. He said, if you do it, I'll build it back. Hallelujah. So they took what he said, twisted it. And the thing is, they repeated it right after he said it. Praise God. I've been in that predicament so much. I just said it, and you repeat. No, that's not what I said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't say I was tearing it down. I said, if you tear that, praise God. Hallelujah. You ever say, hey, man, if you want to fight, oh, you want to fight? No, I didn't say I wanted to fight. I said, if you want to fight, you need to go find somebody that want to fight, because I ain't the one. I don't fight. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was a misunderstanding. Hallelujah. That misunderstanding was one of the charges that he placed on the cross. You ever been charged with a misunderstanding? Hallelujah. Your wife never been mad at you because of misunderstanding. Your best friend ain't speak to you for 2 weeks because of misunderstanding. Hallelujah. They done tried you and convicted you because of a misunderstanding. You just said something stupid like, oh, Lord, if I was single. Praise God. They done went back, girl, he out there talking about he want to be single, and he tired of being married, and he was trying to get rid of you. He going to trade you in for a newer model. No, that man did not say that. That man said if he was single, he would go get that girl over there. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Amen. He said if. Y'all forgot he said if. He didn't say he desired to be single. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. If I had a way, if I could get away with it, I'd ride that back. He talking about robbing banks, child. He ain't gonna really rob. Hallelujah. Misunderstandings. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And then people take that misunderstanding and convict you with words you didn't even say. Now, the messed up part about it, you said the words, but not in the order that they said you said. They done switched it around. And you don't know, watch this, you don't know if they did this consciously or this is something that did, that was just a misunderstanding. You don't know if they purposely lying on you or they just misunderstood what you said. Because remember that game, I refuse to believe somebody lying. That's how I feel. Somebody lying. Y'all remember that game? Well, you stand at one end, and then everybody else is in the middle, and then I'm at the other end, and I tell this person next to me a secret, and by the time they get down to you, it's something totally different. I said, the sky is blue. Let's go for a flight. By the time they get down to you, it's like the ocean is blue, let's set sail. How did that happen? I'll tell you how it happened. Somebody lied. Praise God. Hallelujah. I done read the studies, and I understand what the studies say. I understand what the statistics say. But this is one thing I got to say. I just refuse to believe that you cannot repeat what you just heard. Hallelujah. When me and my wife were talking, she asked me, explain to me how you understand what I said. And all I do is repeat back to her what she just said. Now, she'll say, you just repeated back to me what I just said. Hallelujah. So how can a person not repeat back what they just heard? Hallelujah. Amen. And all you're doing is passing it to the next person. Somebody's lying. Hallelujah. Even if the is something lost, it shouldn't be such a big loss. I may have said the sky is blue. Maybe you thought the sky, I said the sky was gray. Something, it shouldn't be so big that the whole subject, everything changes. It's not even the same meaning no more. I said, let's go to the mall. You talking about let's go to the club. What? I ain't saying nothing about no club. Where did you get club out of mall? Hallelujah. How did that happen? Praise God. But Jesus said, guess what? I understand because it happened to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we ask the question, amen, does my life, hallelujah, are you living a life like Jesus did? You might be surprised, hallelujah, because you are. Jesus' life wasn't roses. It wasn't just at the end. We think it's just, a lot of people think it's just at the end. Just at the end it get bad. No, it was bad. It was bad from the day of conception. It was bad before he even got here. Just like your situation was already bad before you got here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that goes into the second topic. Does he feel your pain? Does he understand my life? Yes, he understands. Hallelujah. Why? For all the foregone reasons I just missed. Hallelujah. Because he's lived your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, God, I just thought about this. God might have an issue with rich people. Because he wasn't born rich. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Maybe, you know, you born rich. What is your complaint? Hallelujah. You weren't born in a barn. Why are you walking around here? Praise God. Acting like this and up. Hallelujah. Amen. He said something along those terms. Amen. During his life on earth. He talked about the rich folks. Hallelujah. What do you have to complain about, really? Hallelujah, because back then the rich folks, they had access to God because they had the best seats in the synagogue. Hallelujah, they ate the best food. They wore the best clothes. They went to the best schools. Hallelujah. Praise God. God said, I'm not coming like that. Hallelujah, I'm coming. I'm that little boy in the hood. I'm that little boy in the ghetto. Hallelujah. Praise God. The one that don't look nothing like his brothers and sisters. Show don't look nothing like his dad. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm that dude that decided I'm gonna gather me together 12 homeboys of mine, and I'm gonna share my vision with them. I want to share my vision with these 12 special guys. These my homies. Hallelujah, amen. We always hear about people who, when I come up, I want to bring my homies with. Hallelujah. When I get the knowledge, amen, I want to educate my brothers too. When I get the money, amen, I want to, amen, feed my brothers too. Hallelujah. I want to feed the hood. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the same way, Jesus said, I want to show you a better way of life. Not about money, but about life. Hallelujah. Praise God. That life ain't all about money. Hallelujah. Amen. That there's greater things out there. And they were so intrigued that they left the money to follow him. Remember that when the Bible said their nets were starting to break, they had so much fish. That fish is money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ask anybody who's in business, whatever they sell, and they don't see that product, they see money. When I was working at KFC, I didn't see chicken. I saw money. You drop a piece of chicken on the floor, you just drop some money on the floor. What is wrong with you? Praise God. Hallelujah. You just threw some money in the trash. Hallelujah. They was looking at us. Look at all this money we got in these nets. The Bible said they left all that to follow. That's how good his word was. But he said he didn't have a place to lay his head. He didn't have a place. And everybody thinks that means that he was homeless. Hallelujah. But I am going to open up the line, but I want to break this down, what this means. When he say, you know, the birds have nests and foxes have holes, but the man, like the Son of God, has no place to lay his head, that makes it sound like I'm homeless. But I'm telling you, God, Jesus, you have to use an interpreter. Can I be your interpreter today? I'm already here, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. When he said, think about this. Foxes do not live in holes. Birds do not live in nests. Think about it. Praise God. Birds, when you see a sleeping bird, they're not in a nest. They on a pole, on a wire, up in some corner, up high somewhere, perched on a branch. The only time when you see foxes don't live, they're not living in a hole. The only time you see a fox in a hole or a bird in a nest is if they have a child. Hallelujah. Praise God. If they have a child, they're in the nest. Hallelujah. If they have a child, if they have a baby fox, they in the hole. Praise God. Why? Because they babies are in there. Okay, I'm trying to break it down, Lord. Hallelujah. When Jesus made that statement, he was talking to a Pharisee. He was talking to somebody who preached in a building, who had people up under him, where he had a place of authority. He was telling this man, it ain't no places of authority for me. I don't have when you say lay my head, your head represents authority. Hallelujah. I don't have a place of authority. I don't have a building where I can go to and they say, oh, here, the pastor's here. Because he was letting him know this ain't a glamorous life to live. Because he said, I'm finna come follow you. Okay, you can come follow me if you want to, but the respect you get in that synagogue, you're not going to get that respect. Hallelujah. Praise God, because I don't get that respect. You see the miracles, hallelujah. But the Pharisees don't respect me. Hallelujah, they always talking behind my back and asking me crazy questions, like they don't know what the words say. They got the Bible, they got the scroll. We don't even have a scroll. This makes no sense to ask Jesus any question that you're asking, because he doesn't have access to what you have access to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all ever been in that situation where people are asking you questions? You might know the answer, but it don't seem right for them to be asking you this because I don't have access to this information. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't have access to what we call the scribes, the scriptures. So why are you grilling me on what's in the scripture? Hallelujah. And you know I don't have access to the scripture. Then you shocked.
You shocked that I know the answer. Hallelujah. How does he know the answer? But if you wasn't expecting me to know the answer, why did you ask me the question? Hallelujah. Amen. These are the type of things, amen, Jesus, praise God, went through in his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shouldn't be preaching, Jesus. Watch this. I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. Jesus, they were trying to figure out how long Jesus has had these women disciples. And Mary Magdalene from Mandola seems to be the oldest disciple, not the oldest female disciple, the oldest disciple. Like when I say oldest, not in age, but as long as she's been with him. She's been following Jesus longer than any of the other disciples. She was following Jesus before. She was with Jesus when Jesus was walking to the boat with Peter, when Peter was at the boat. Hallelujah. And he said, go launch into the deep. She was with Jesus then. Hallelujah. Praise God. And not only that, praise God, amen, other women were following Jesus. Hallelujah. Why is this important, Elder? This is important because back at that time, a woman's place was in the house. Hallelujah. A woman's place was in the house. You're supposed to be in the house. You're either supposed to be cooking, cleaning. If you're outside the house, you're either going to get some food or going to get some water. Or you're going to get some kids, then you right back in the house. You ain't supposed to be walking around with no man preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they looking at Jesus crazy because he walking around with women. Who does that? Hallelujah. It's just like it is today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I had a minister call and tell me, he said, Prevost, quit calling them women apostles and pastors. I said, why? Because God ain't called them to be no apostle or no pastor. I said, how you know? You got God's number. Can I get it? Because I need to ask some couple questions myself because I know I get the revelation. If you got a direct line where he's going to actually pick up and say, hello, this is God speaking, let me get that number because I need to know so I know who not to call apostle and pastor in the future. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm being sarcastic. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus went through the same thing. These women ain't supposed to be out here with you. Praise God. They supposed to be in the house having babies, cooking and cleaning. Hallelujah. These women ain't supposed to be apostles and preachers. They supposed to be in the house cooking and cleaning. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing changed. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't nothing changed with the time. How does Solomon say it? Ain't nothing new under the sun. The wisest man besides Jesus said that. Ain't nothing new. This is all old. This is a rerun. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when it seems like Jesus don't care, when it seems like God don't care, you ever prayed and you felt like, oh, let me put it like this. Somebody ever called you with a problem and it's a problem you have had so many times to where it's not even that big to you to hear. Somebody call, hey, I got a pink slip about my life here. I don't know what I'm and here you is, you done been in the dark months of the time before. Praise God, hallelujah. You done been with that life. You done had candles almost and burnt the house down. Here they come calling you crying because they scared that the lights don't get cut out because they don't want to miss love and hip-hop. Praise God. Hey, man, and you sitting there listening to them like, that's it? That's your big problem? Hallelujah. I was with my ex-wife. Hey, man, I went to my stepdad, and I was like, I think my wife cheating on me. I don't know what to do. He looked at me and said, boy, that's it? Hallelujah. That's your biggest problem you got going? I'm trying to get through rent paid, and you worried about it. Like, what I was saying wasn't nothing to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the feeling that we sometimes get from God. It's not that he don't understand. But it's not that big. It ain't as serious as you making it out to be. Hallelujah. You talking about your life bill need to be paid. I done had 1.5 million people at the coast of the Red Sea with no way to get, ain't no bridge, ain't no boat. Ain't none of that. Praise the Lord. And you sitting here talking about your life, you got a pick slip, hallelujah, on your life bill. Praise God, hallelujah. God, like, I got so many bigger things. The guy over there got a tumor. He want me to get rid of that tumor out of his head. I got a lady over there. She's scared she's going to have a miscarriage. I got a dude over there. He, you know, he got into an accident and he holding on. He on life support. I'm going to pull him out. They say he's going to die. And you worried about your life bill. Praise God. Hallelujah. My best friend in terms of, hey, I had both the man that held the money. You don't let everybody hold your money now. You got to really trust somebody to hold your purse. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus let this man hold the money and then told him to go do what you're going to do. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Don't doubt him. Hallelujah. Told Peter, you're going to turn your back on me. And then after it was all said and done, he walked up to Peter. Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? I would have got mad. Why you asked me so many times? But then I did just say I didn't know you. Hallelujah. Of course you're going to do you love me, do you love me, do you love me? Because I so don't act like it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got some friends in your life. Hallelujah. You might be your spouse. Your spouse, your kids, your friends. I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you sure don't act like you. Hallelujah. Well, since you don't act like you love me, feed my kids. Some of y'all do y'all spouses like that. If you don't love me, at least take care of your kids. Hallelujah. Praise God. Many times Jesus questioned. You ever question somebody's love? Hallelujah. Many times Jesus questioned people's love for him. Hallelujah. You got to read between the lines. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, you saying you love me with your mouth, but you ain't acting like it. Because if you love me, you act like you love. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's how we are. A lot of people say that. I love you. I love you. I love you. You feel like, well, you're not acting like it. But Peter really did love Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So that first and the second one, does he understand my life? Hallelujah. Amen. Does he feel my pain? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he always inquired to why. Why? Why are you looking like that? Remember he said, why has the countenance fallen? Why is you looking like that? I'm trying to understand why you looking like that. Your explanation ain't really telling. I hear your explanation. Hallelujah. But they, like they say, until you walk a mile in my shoes, you can't really understand me. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus came. And he walked a mile in our shoes. All the way to Calvary was a mile. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. What does this resurrection represent in my life? Hallelujah. Before we ask the question three, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. If anybody has any comments, any questions. The line is open. Praise God. Any comments, any questions? Line is open. Praise God.
Brother, you done said it all. Got right down to the nitty gritty to the point. God bless you. I love your preaching.
Hey, all praise due to God. Amen. Thank you, Brother Darrell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's move on to the next one. What does his resurrection represent in my life? Hallelujah. What does his resurrection represent in my life? Amen. Praise God. Now, when you talk to the scholars and the theologians,
this is kind of a split subject here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because some people believe that, well, we're talking about the sky, the ones that went to school now. Some of them believe that Jesus died and rose from the grave. Some of them believe his death and resurrection is more symbolic, and some think it's a mixture. Some think he really did die and raised from the grave, was risen from the grave, but it's also symbolic of how our lives need to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Meaning this, not many of us, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if it happened in the Bible, hallelujah, it can happen in any one of our lives. It can happen. Hallelujah. Amen. But let's just put it in a perspective here. Not many of us are going to be crucified. Hallelujah. Not many of us are going to die, be dead for 3 days, and then rise from the grave. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't just go by cemeteries of believers and caskets being cracked open and people getting out because it's the third day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we're supposed to be living our lives like Jesus. So if we're living our lives like Jesus, what does that death, burial, and resurrection represent? Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you to you the way God told it to me. The Lord asked me a question. He said, before I died, what was being said about me? What was I going through? What kind of life was I going through? I said, well, the Pharisees didn't like you. They was always trying to find fault in you. The ones that did like you, you know, you had to sneak to their house and get something to eat. Or either they had to sneak and come see you. They couldn't let their friends know. They sneak in the darkness to come see you. But most of the time, they was just trying to catch up. They was asking all kinds of crazy questions. And he said, what about the people? They say, well, I say, well, on Sunday, you know, when you came into Jerusalem, you came on the donkey. They had the palms. They was waving them. They was calling you Hosanna and Savior. And they was loving you. And he said, well, what happened by the end of the week? I said, by the end of the week, they were standing crucified. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he was being hated on. Hallelujah. From the moment he was born, he was being hated on. It was a decree to kill him from the moment he was born. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got that going. It's a decree to kill him. So he's being hated on. Hallelujah. Finally, they kill him. Hallelujah. Amen. Then they get up and they go to the tomb and he ain't there. Hallelujah. So what now? Guess what? Now they want to find him. Hallelujah. Make sure he's still dead. And if he ain't dead, they want to kill him again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And when I was meditating on this and I was saying all this, amen, praise God, the Lord told me, he said, nothing changed. Hallelujah. When it came to the people around me. Hallelujah. Nothing changed. People still hated me. Matter of fact, they hated me worse than they hated me before. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. My disciples, amen, they had gotten worse. Hallelujah. At least we was walking around together out in the open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now they locked in the house. Hallelujah. They didn't even believe. This is how crucial it is for Jesus. They didn't even believe me when I said I was going to get up on the third day. Hallelujah. If they believed I was going to get up on the third day, they would have been at the tomb. Hallelujah. First of all, Mary Magdalene and them, the women, they wouldn't have came with frankincense and myrrh and perfume, trying to prepare my body for a burial. They would have came with some clean clothes because they knew I had just rose
And they buried me in that you know, that thing that the Catholics got that they buried Jesus in. If y'all really believed I was going to rise on the third day, y'all would have brought some clean clothes. Hallelujah. Y'all would have came ready. Hallelujah. But y'all thought, y'all didn't even believe me. So y'all faith had gotten weaker. Your faith then got weaker. People hating on me more. But the difference is, this is the difference. He was not being affected by it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when Thomas used to doubt before? He would say, how long must I be with thee? When Peter got off the boat and he took his eyes off Jesus and started to sink in the water, he said, why did you doubt? He said, he told ye of little faith. He was always talking trash. Hallelujah, amen. That's the way I say it. Amen, praise God. I used to be like, why my boss always talking trash? He talking trash because we didn't get our job. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus got to a point where after he rose, he wasn't trash talking. Hallelujah. He wasn't getting on him. He could have got on Thomas right then and there with Thomas. Now, this is the thing about Thomas. Thomas got 11 men and a handful of women as witnesses that Jesus has been resurrected from the grave. He was here. He ate a fish sandwich. He left. He said he'll be back later. Thomas said, I don't believe it. 11 men. I'm sorry, not 11. Yeah, 11. 11 men believe this, and about 6 or 7 women believe this. They all telling you this. Mary Magdalene been talked to him twice. This is her second time. I talked to him at the tomb, boy. I'm trying to tell you, Thomas. I talked to him at the tomb. Ooh, he looking good, too. He didn't look nothing like he did when he was on the cross. I don't believe y'all. Then Jesus popped up in front of his face. He looked Jesus in the face. He looked Jesus in the face. He looked Jesus in the face and said, I don't believe that's you. Praise God. I don't believe that's you. The only way I will believe that's you is if you let me put my hand, my fingers in the holes in your hand and in the hole in your side. Hallelujah. So Jesus did. He let him do it. And instead of getting on him, he said, so you see, so now that you see, you believe? And Thomas said, yeah. He said, well, blessed is he who does not see and still believe. He could have got on. I can't believe you, Thomas. After everything I done showed you, after everything we've been through, but you know what? It didn't get to him the way it got to him before he went to the cross. People wants to kill him. Didn't get to him like it got to him before he went to the cross. Hallelujah. People lying on, they still lying. They still hate. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what does that mean? What does this resurrection mean in your life? That means God is going to get you to a point, hallelujah, where you crucify your flesh to the point that where people do not, no longer affect your emotions. They no longer affect your feelings. You care less what people are saying about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You care less. It's a hit out on you. I care less. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They're going to get you fired. I care less. The IRS going to come after you. I care less. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody talking about you. Don't nobody like you. I care less. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's the point that Jesus got to the cross. We always want to get to the cross. And me and Pastor Alexis, when my mama died, me and him called and we were talking, it's time for us to get past the cross. It's time for us to resurrect. It's time for us to, we have to cross suffering. When are we going to stop just suffering on this cross? Hallelujah. Praise God. We stuck in, it's more state. Don't, if you want to suffer, it's more suffering in life. Praise God, than just this cross. Hallelujah. The Bible says we go endure. We going to be offended. Amen. People going to get on our nerves. These things are going to happen, but we don't got to stay at the cross and suffer. Hallelujah. We can be resurrected, amen, into a new life, into a new way of thinking. Hallelujah. Watch this. I'm talking about the human side of Jesus. Huh? When he rose, he said, I have the power of heaven and earth in my hand. I'm going to say it again. When he rose, he said, I have the power of heaven and earth in my hands. As if he didn't have the power before. Y'all ain't hear me. Somebody trying to catch what you're saying. I'm seeing his mind change. Hallelujah. In his thinking, he was limited before the cross. And he's thinking, because why would you raise from the grave and say, now I got all power in my hand. I got the power of heaven and earth in my hand. You didn't have it before? You were walking on water. You were raising people from the grave. You were opening blind eyes. Praise God. You looked up to heaven and you said, God, I'm glad you're here. So if he heard you, that means you got power up there. Hallelujah, amen. See, he had power before he went to the cross. Hallelujah. You had power before you went to the cross, before people started hating on you, before they crucified your character, before they crucified what you stand for, before they lied on you, before they slandered you. You had power before all that, but you didn't know. It's like you didn't realize you had this power. Jesus had so much power that he gave life to John the Baptist before they were even born. See, a lot of people don't know the full story about that. When Mary went to go see Jesus, you have to look up the historian Josephus. Hallelujah. He gives the full detail of the story. Why is it written in the Bible that when Mary came in contact with Elizabeth that John the Baptist got the Holy Ghost and began to leap in her belly? Because according to the historian Josephus, hallelujah, prior to Mary coming to see Elizabeth, who was 6 months pregnant at the time, she had felt no movement in her stomach. Hallelujah. The physicians, the doctors, they thought that the baby was dead. They was expecting her to have a stillborn baby. That's why it's significant that when Jesus came into the room inside of another woman, he wasn't even out yet. He hadn't even been born. That's why it's significant that he had enough power to give life from the womb he was in into a whole nother womb. Hallelujah, because they in the same room. Lord, have mercy. But then he raises from the grave 33 years later and say, I got the power of heaven and earth in my hand. You always had the power. It's just now he's realizing, hallelujah, amen. And I'm talking about in his human side now. The divine knows. So you're double-sided. You may not realize it. You have a spirit and you have flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. And they coincide in the same building. Hallelujah, but one knows something that the other one doesn't know. Your spirit knows stuff your flesh don't know. Hallelujah, praise God. You, I've told people all the time, you really two different people, but you don't realize. Hallelujah, you ever been doing something, you talking to yourself in your head? My wife said me all the time, I can hear you talking, because I think I lost, because I was an only child, so I'm not used to having people around, so I would talk out loud. I would think out loud. So I think out loud. But I realize this is the conversation that's going on in everybody's head. Should I go here today? I don't know. Because if I go there, you know what happened last time I went. You don't act like you ain't never had that conversation in your head.
Remember when you was in the world? Are we going to the club tonight? Oh, girl, I don't know. Last time we went to the club, I got drunk. Ain't nobody there. You talking to yourself in your head. Praise God. Why? Because you two different people. Your flesh and your spirit are communicating. Your spirit, the spirit is the one saying, nah, girl, we don't need to go to the club. Praise God. The spirit knows a lot. The spirit knows so much. Spirit knows not to go. Hallelujah. But your flesh is saying, I don't know. Praise God. It's just like that representation of the cartoon where you got the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder, but they look just like you. Hallelujah. Praise God, because that's what's literally going on. You are having an argument with yourself, a debate with yourself. Should I do this? Should I do that? Because the last time I did that, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's what was going on in the garden. Jesus and his spirit was saying, because he said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is ready to run. Hallelujah. But my spirit is arguing with my flesh. We can't do it. Now, we got to get out of here. Remember that time you stubbed your toe, Jesus? Remember? You stubbed your toe. Remember how much that hurt? Now, you talking about going to the cross. Praise God. Now, understand. Hallelujah. Going to the cross. It wasn't like, you know, today when you execute somebody, you got to go in and be signed in and go sit in a private room. Nah. The Romans had crosses up and down the street. People hanging on the cross dying for days. It normally took somebody 3 or 4 days to die on the cross. Hallelujah. But Jesus died on the cross, amen, in less than 6 hours. His suffering, he suffered the same suffering everybody else suffered, but in a shorter amount of time. Yeah, see, that's some reason for somebody to shout right there. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to have to suffer. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you're going to come in and go out of it. And other people still going to be in. Jesus was down from the cross. They didn't even break his leg. It was tradition to break the legs of the person dead on the cross to make sure. Hallelujah. They didn't even break his legs. How we go through the same thing? But I get special, some kind of special treat. Even in the most harshest of conditions, I still get special treatment. Hallelujah. I remember me and my friend went to jail one time. Hallelujah. Over some traffic tickets that we forgot to pay. We got pulled over. I was in his car. And they handcuffed him, but they told me, you know, they ain't put no handcuffs on me. Me and him both going through the same thing. But I'm getting special treatment. Praise God, hallelujah. We both going to jail. Hallelujah. Everybody on that cross was going to die. Hallelujah. But they broke the first thief's legs. They skipped over Jesus and broke the other thief's legs. And then when you got back to Jesus, they were like, nah, we ain't going to break his legs. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, people, this is the message God want me to tell you about this. People want to inflict the maximum amount of damage on you. Hallelujah. They want to do you just like they did everybody else. But there is some things they ain't going to be able to do because of who you are, a child of God. Hallelujah. They was able to fire that other person, the same name. They can't get a job nowhere else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They did the same thing to you. They fired you. They defamed your name, but you got a job to make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah, because you are a child of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to have to go through some suffering, but it ain't going to be like everybody else. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's why he say, my yoke is easy. And some of y'all don't know what a yoke is. A yoke is a piece of wood with two holes in it. Hallelujah. Amen. And if I want my oxen or my donkeys, amen, to pull a sled? I'm going to call it a sled because I don't know what it's called. But if I want them to pull it, amen, praise God, I want them to be side by side. I'm going to put a yoke on them. Hallelujah. So they're going to be standing side by side, and both of their heads are going to be in this hole.
It's two holes. Both of them got their head in the hole, but they're connected by this one piece of wood. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is saying that my yoke is easy. The yoke with my neck, his neck is in one hole, your neck is in the other. Hallelujah, amen. I'm with you. Praise God. I'm in the yoke with you. Praise. He ain't talking about eggs. Hallelujah. He not talking about eggs. Some people got to be older from the country to know what a yoke is. Hallelujah. I just found out a couple years ago what a yoke was. And then I still forget. Hallelujah. What a yoke is. Hallelujah. Amen. God is saying we are yoked together. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time you take a step, I got to take a step too. I'm walking this walk with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And then just that alone, just saying that alone, everybody got their own yoke. Ain't no third hole in this yoke. Hallelujah. Amen. Me and Jesus got our own yoke. You and Jesus, y'all got your own yoke. Hallelujah. I can't go over there and tell you, hallelujah, amen, that you got your yoke on. Are you going in the wrong direction? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Off of my opinion. Hallelujah. Amen. Because your yoke is different than my yoke. Well, you should have suffered more. Well, he said my yoke is easy. Hallelujah. That's why I didn't suffer the way other people suffered, because he said my yoke is easy. Hallelujah. So that's how his resurrection affects me. That's how it affects you. You have to come to a point in your life where you let haters hate, where you no longer fight. You no longer win. See, Jesus was fighting at first. He was running at first. I got to get away. I got to run. I got to get away. I got to run. I got to get away. I got to run. Hallelujah. He said, make sure y'all got your knives. Everybody got their sword. Okay, we good. But then it came to a point, he said, these haters got to do what they going to do. They got to say what they going to say. Hallelujah, amen. That's the only way I can get past it. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. The only way I can get past the hating is to let them hate. Hallelujah. The only way is to stop running and let them crucify me. Hallelujah. Allow them to crucify me. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the part. That's the part right there. Because you don't want to let them crucify. I'm not talking about they literally kill you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not even in a position to advise you to let them kill. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the symbolicness of them hating on you. This man had to walk a mile carrying his own cross. Hallelujah. A mile. Walked carrying his own cross. Then they nailed him to that cross. Hallelujah. And killed him. Hallelujah. Amen. But he had to allow it to happen in order to get to the point where it no longer had any effect on him. Hallelujah. He got up. You know what? I got the power of him, nothing, man. I'm sitting there, I'm reading like, duh, didn't you always you fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, could be an estimated 25,000 people with two fish and five loaves of bread. And now you got the power of him. You've always had the power. But you got to overcome them haters to walk in that power. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing changed in Jesus' life. It got worse. Hallelujah. They was really looking for him and couldn't find him. Sometimes he was right there in front of their face and couldn't find him. That's what the resurrection means in your life. Let them haters hate on them. Let them do what they do. It comes to a point where you're going to have to humble yourself and let them lie. Hallelujah. But it's not going, you're going to have to suffer, but not like everybody else suffers, because they're really guilty. Lord have mercy. They really guilty. The things on the cross, they was really guilty. They really did what they were accusing them of. Hallelujah. Amen. But they lied on you. And you really think that the God we serve is going to allow them to just lie on you. Even when the Israelites suffered for 300, 400 years of captivity, hallelujah, they were still eating good off the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Yeah, they was working hard, but they was eating good, and they was having a whole lot of shit. Hallelujah, because they was popping out babies every, left and right. They was having so many babies, amen, they were scared that they was going to overthrow. They was gonna overthrow the government. There's so many of them. Hallelujah. Not only that, when they left, the Bible say they left with the silver and gold of Egypt. And what Pharaoh say, let them have it. Let them have it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're a child of God. Even when you suffer, you ain't going to suffer like that. Come on now. Look at Daniel. Daniel. Israel had been taken in captivity. They were being ruled by Babylon. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Daniel didn't let that affect him. Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, I can't say their name. Praise God, hallelujah. That didn't affect them. They were still living good. They was working with the government. They got jobs with the government. Some people might call them traitors and haters. Hallelujah, praise God. They didn't know they didn't go get a job working with the Babylonians. Stop being hating. There you go. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But Daniel did not let the fact, amen, that the country that he lived in had been seized and taken over by terrorists from another country. He did not let that affect him. He still lived good. Hallelujah. He still had position. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He still had position. Praise God, amen, because he did not let what happened around him affect him. When are we going to get to that point? We want to stay at the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light. Yeah, that's where you first saw the light. But you're supposed to keep going. You ain't supposed to stop at the cross. If Jesus would have stopped at the cross, hallelujah, we wouldn't be on Easter Sunday today if Jesus would have stopped at the cross. Y'all wouldn't have had no reason to go buy y'all little colorful suits, your little flower maze dresses. Praise God. Hallelujah. He would have stayed at the cross. Hallelujah. So how long we going to stay at the cross? His resurrection means something. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not saying if you get arrested for murder and you go to the electric chair, then in 3 days you're going to get back up. That's not what I'm saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm saying, praise God. It's only a matter of time. They can only do so much. Hallelujah. Let them do everything that they can and within their power. And once that's done, hallelujah, guess what? Amen. It ain't going to be affecting you no more. Praise God. You ain't going to worry about them talking about you. Hallelujah. You ain't going to worry about them talking about your wife, talking about your husband, talking about your children. Hallelujah. You ain't going to worry about them. What, Khaled, is she a real apostle? Is she a real woman of God? Is she a real man of God? You ain't going to be worried about none of that. Hallelujah. Why? Because when he resurrected, he rose above it. That's what it's about, rising above the situation. You still in the situation, you just rose above. You know what's going on. Hallelujah. But you don't rise above it. You're not allowing it to affect you. Check this out. If you got something going on at home with your husband and your wife, hallelujah, then you go to work 9 to 5. If you are if you have your brain monopolized with them, your spouse, whatever happened at home, amen, you cannot be productive during the day. What you're doing is wasting time because there's nothing you can do about it when you're not with them. You like, they need to change their mind. You can't change their mind if you're not there. You can't tell them your point if you're not there. So why are you monopolizing your mind with that when you could be scheming on something else, thinking of scheming on, y'all here scheming, y'all think bad. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. You could be thinking about something else. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Preparing something else. Instead of worrying about that, like that time, you know, you worried about the light bill being paid, and then the light bill got paid at the last minute, but you spent 2 weeks worrying about it. 2 weeks that you will never get back. 2 weeks you could have been doing other things. You got 8 hours, hallelujah, to be doing other things. Y'all can talk about that when you get back home. What good is it going to do to worry about it when you're not at home? Hallelujah. Some of y'all were, I don't trust my man, he be cheap. I don't trust my woman, she be cheap. Well, you can't do nothing about it when you're not with him. You're monopolizing your mind with something that could or could not be happening. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then you got to ask yourself, when y'all having these arguments, is that other person thinking about it? Hallelujah. You sitting there worried about your child. She went off on me this morning, and when I see her this evening, I'm going to beat her. I can't believe my child did this. And she at school, she ain't even thinking much. Hallelujah. But you so worried about her, you almost ran people off the road. Amen. You done went off on your co-worker. All this because you monopolizing your mind with something that's not right now. We used to have a saying, be here now. Be here now. You here right now. You ain't home with your husband. You here right now. Praise God. Some women took that the wrong way. No, I'm not flirting with you. I'm just saying, be here now. You're not at home with your wife, brother. I know at home she probably would tell me to do something. You probably think about what you're going to do when you get home or whatever happened this month. I need to be here right now because you can't, whatever it is, you can't fix it. You might as well make your money right now, do your job, and then worry about that when you get off. Hallelujah. Because all you're doing is interfering with your thinking process right now, which is interfering with everything else. You can lie and say, I can multitask. I can think about this and think about that and think, no, you can't. That's how people end up in car wrecks. That's how people end up be working in the kitchen, end up busting themselves, cutting their hand up. Because you got something, you think about something else. You try to do too many things at one time. Hallelujah. You think about what is she doing. The more you think about it, the more you get mad. You slamming the burgers on the grill. Praise God. Hallelujah. You think about keying this car when you get out. Well, wait till you get out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the more you think about it, the more you're going to want to do it. You might be in a change of mind by the time you get off. You think about something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Changing your mind. Getting on another subject. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Darrell. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. For Brother Darrell, right quick. Amen. Before we get to the last subject. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, to tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for everybody that is present on the line today, Lord, for being in each and every last one of our lives, for leading us and guiding us, Lord. We just want to praise you for it and magnify you for it, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, we love you. We put no one above you. Hallelujah. And we just appreciate you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want you to know, Lord, we appreciate you. Hallelujah, for everything that you do. Continue to bless Brother Darrell, Lord. Continue to bless his sons and his daughters, Lord, his extended family, his in-laws, Lord, his grandkids, them all. Hallelujah, from the crown of their head, from the soul to the sole of their feet, Lord. We believe in generational prayers on today, and we believe that the prayers, hallelujah, by Brother Darrell, hallelujah, are trickling down generations. The generation. We believe his great-great-grandkids will be covered, hallelujah, by his prayers, hallelujah, by the prayers that are going up on today, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. We praise you in advance, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah, and amen. Praise God, hallelujah. We're going to go back to the throne, amen, as soon as we, amen, get through with this last topic, praise God, hallelujah. And I'm going to open up the line. I just want to get the last topic. Well, we got rid of two more, but we just going to do the last one, number four. Hallelujah. Why were the Jews so hard on Jesus? Praise God, hallelujah. We talked about earlier how they followed him around, hallelujah,
amen. At first, it was because of, you might say, his background. Praise God, his background. At first, you know, like I said, he was a carpenter's son. His mama got all these rumors going on about her. He was poor. You know, they weren't expecting the Messiah to come out of the ghetto, out the hood. Praise God, hallelujah. So they were hard on him about that. But if you notice, they were able to get over that. Praise God, hallelujah. People can get past where you from once they get to know your doctrine, once they see your morals.
Amen, amen. Sorry about that, amen. We got disconnected. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We lost our calls, but thank God for y'all that's out there online listening. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Everybody out there on YouTube, Facebook, we thank God for y'all. We still here. Amen. Let me finish with this last question. Hallelujah, amen, which was... why were they so hard on Jesus? Praise God. So like I said, hallelujah, they got past the fact that he was poor. They got past the fact of where he was from. Amen. They got past all that. Hallelujah. But there was still one thing that they could not get past. Hallelujah. And that was his doctrine, his teachings. Hallelujah. They started being hard on him because he started forgiving sins without first receiving an offering. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, back then, in order to be forgiven of a sin, you had to have a sin offering. You had to go to the priest, get a priest a sin offering, and then after you get a priest a sin offering, they would say your sins were forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus didn't take nothing. He told one guy, your sins are forgiven. They said, who are you to forgive sins? Hallelujah. Praise God. Only God can forgive sins. You say only God can forgive sins, hallelujah, but your priest is forgiving sins every day as long as you got a little money. Hallelujah. The justice system in Jerusalem, the justice system of the Israelites, of the Jews, is much like our justice system right here in the United States. The more money you got, the easier it is for you to get out. Hallelujah. Praise God. The more money you got, the easier it is for you to get off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you had enough money back then, you could go commit murder, sleep with somebody's wife, lie about it, then steal a car, then go build a statue and name that statue a goddess, and then you could tie all that down and say, I'm sorry, and go give an offering to the priest, and he's going to say, you good. But if you ain't had no money, if you ain't had no offering, Moses would have you put outside the camp and stoned to death. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what they used to do, praise God. So just like today, if you got enough money, you can get off. You can be the OJ case if you got enough money. Hallelujah. But if you don't, amen, you got to do the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus was walking around forgiving sins and healing people and wasn't getting no money for it. Remember, the Bible said not to come before the man of God empty-handed. People that was coming before him ain't had nothing but their word. Hallelujah. And what did they say when they came in contact with Jesus? Have mercy on me. That's all they had. Hallelujah. 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 Have mercy on me. And he had mercy on them. Praise God. They didn't have to pay nothing to get healed. And the Pharisees were upset with that because now you messing with our money. Praise God. Now you messing with our cash. Hallelujah. Amen. Because now you ain't taking, they're going to start saying, well, Jesus ain't take no money. And he healed me. Why I got to give you some money? I'm going to go to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus over there healing people for free. Hallelujah.
Amen. Remember the tax collector? He went and ate with the tax collector, told him a couple things, and then the tax collector sold half of what he had in order to make even with the people he had cheated. It never say he gave Jesus any money. Hallelujah. But he told him he was saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Without no money, that's why they so hard on Jesus. We done got past where you came from. Everybody got a pass. Hallelujah. We all got past. Hallelujah. The priest got passed. The scribes got passed. That's why we got them bells on in case God kill us when we go back there. Praise God. But now you talking about healing people without taking any money at all? Oh, no. Now this brother got to go. That's why they were so hard on. Praise God. Then for him to say he was the son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They like, if he'd have been rich, they wouldn't have said nothing. But by him being poor, now the Son of God can't be poor. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's, we go through that. We go jump back to Jesus' life. We go through that because you poor, you can't be a Son of God. Because God, all of God's children got to be rich. They got to be paid because that's, because Jesus said it. He said, I came that you would have life and have life more abundantly. And that abundant part is talking about money. No. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not right. If that was the case, amen, then when we talk about the Lazarus and the rich man, Lazarus would have went to hell. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have went to heaven because he was poor. He was on the streets. He was a beggar. The rich man went to hell. Hallelujah. So was he blessed? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So that's another thing. Amen. You can't say you're not a child of God because you're not blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to hit this last topic. Amen. Then we're going to go ahead and close out and get out of here. Hallelujah. Amen. The human side of Jesus. Did Jesus have disciples or friends that he favored more than others? Hallelujah. Praise God. This question is real. It's real easy to answer this question. Hallelujah. The answer is yes. Yes, he did. How do I know this? Praise God. Amen. Because he always had three particular disciples with him when he went to do other stuff. Hallelujah. It was not even the one that had the money. Judas ain't even come. Hallelujah. Thomas ain't come. He doubt too much. Can't have him going nowhere. I'm surprised Matthew wasn't there. Matthew seemed like, to me, he was the strongest believer of all of me, because everybody else, Jesus did a miracle, followed Jesus. The Bible say he did the miracle with the fish, and the nets was about to break, and then Andrew, John, James, and Peter left everything they had to follow Jesus. But then they say he came in contact with Levi. Levi was at work. That's Matthew. Levi was at work, you know, doing his thing, taxes. And he saw Jesus and left everything. Jesus ain't do no miracles. He ain't do no sermons. It don't say nothing like that. All it says is he saw Jesus. I mean, when he saw Jesus, he left everything he had to follow him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But even though it seemed like Matthew had that crazy, we call it that crazy face. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. Praise God. The other disciples did not get to witness Jesus transfigure into a spirit. Hallelujah. They did not get to witness Elijah and Moses' spirits come back from beyond and meet Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, on the rooftop. They wasn't there to get to see that. Hallelujah. When it came time for Jesus, hallelujah, amen, to be crucified, like I talked about it earlier, he called three guys to watch. Hallelujah. Peter, James, and John. I want you three to watch me. Hallelujah. They were closest to him than any other disciples. Hallelujah. The only disciple closest to him, arguably, would be Mary Magdalene. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the other disciples, out of the men, the ones we all talk about, hallelujah, the male disciples, amen, Hallelujah. Peter, James, and John were the closest ones to him. They were always with Jesus. Peter was the one that stepped out on the water. Hallelujah. Said, if it be you, let me come to you. Hallelujah. They were on the Mount of Transfiguration. They're the ones Jesus chose to watch while he went over there. Hallelujah. And did what he did in the garden while he prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I said the reason why this question comes up, amen, because we're talking about the human side of Jesus. And some of us wonder, the Lord says some people feel bad because you got a circle of friends and you tighter than with some friends than you are others. Hallelujah. And the ones that you're tight with don't always have your back. Praise God. Hallelujah. With Jesus, I wonder if Jesus would have chose Matthew to watch me instead of Andrew. Hallelujah, amen. I mean, instead of James or John. Hallelujah. Let one of y'all go over there and one of y'all watch me. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But again, like we keep saying, God uses everything about us to fulfill His will, His destiny in our lives. Hallelujah. God knew that Jesus was going to pick them three, and he knew them three was going to go to sleep. Hallelujah. That's the only way he can move the army in to arrest him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everything is worked. That's why Paul said, all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because all It was working to his good that Judas was going to go. It's working to his good. Hallelujah. Amen. That his three homeboys fell asleep. All this is working to his good. It's working to his good that Peter denied him. Because if Peter wouldn't have denied him, they would have killed him. Hallelujah. And if they would have killed him, he wouldn't have got back up. Because it wasn't written for him to get back up. It was only written for one. Lord have mercy. Praise God. So he had to lie. Hallelujah. If he wouldn't have lied, he would have been killed. Then who is going to lead these men? Hallelujah. After I'm gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is something that had to be done. God has used everything that you've done in your life that you knew at the time something you weren't supposed to be doing, something that wasn't necessarily a good thing to do, but somehow he used it to your good. Hallelujah. To your good. That's what the scriptures say. All things work together for the good of those who love God. The good of those who love God. The good of those who love everything working out for the good of God regardless. It's God's world. It ain't a man's world. It's a man's world. No, it ain't. It's God's world. Everything is working out to his good. He's making everything that happens in your life, even the bad decisions you make, work out to your good. Hallelujah. So God took the decision that Jesus made that these are going to be my three road dogs right here. He took that decision and knew these three are going to be asleep. The ones he's going to depend on are going to be asleep. But it's to fulfill the will, the destiny that I have in his life, and it worked out for the good. All that pain worked out for the good, because now you can walk around, hallelujah, and not even care about what people are saying, what people are doing, what they plotting, hallelujah. That's why no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you ain't even worried about the weapon, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, yeah, you might have some friends that are your favorites, and you might have some people you really don't associate with. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But God's going to use all that to your good. He knew you was going to pick them people. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he also going to make it work out, hallelujah, for your good. Praise the Lord on today. We thank God for everybody called in, everybody tuned in on today. We know it's Easter Sunday, amen. Hallelujah. We've been having a light crowd lately, but amen, we are doing the work of the Lord, amen. Praise God, amen. Praise God. And I believe, Hallelujah. Somebody out there, if one person hears a word today and it touches their lives, hallelujah, we've done, amen, what we're supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank y'all for joining us on Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Understanding the human, hallelujah, side of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Living a life like him. He feeling our pain. The resurrection. Hallelujah. Why was they so hard on him? And did he have favors? Amen. We could probably go on and on about the life of Jesus. Praise God. The human life. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to cut it off here today. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Once again, thanks to Brother Dow for tuning in. Any other callers that called in, amen, I didn't see you. We thank God for you. Everybody that tuned in on Facebook, Instagram, praise God. We thank God for you. Everybody out there on YouTube, we thank God for you guys. Y'all are watching the pre-recorded message. Praise God. But we thank God for y'all. Amen. And we've had a blessed time in the Lord. And we're going to go ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, first up on the line, any comments today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody got any comments on the human side, the human aspect of the Son of the Living God? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of God on today. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord. I thank God for each and every one of you on today. We will be back online this Thursday night. Hallelujah. With the word from the Lord. Praise God. And we are, amen, contemplating changing, hallelujah, our day to Saturday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Be Saturday at 5 o'clock. I'm gonna think about it for another 2 weeks. Praise God. So we're going to have two more Sundays, definitely. Hallelujah. Amen. But then we might be moving to Saturday after that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for each and every one of you on today. We've truly had a blessed time in the Lord. And like I always say, don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and see where God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God and go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On Extraordinary. Y'all have a blessed night and we'll see y'all next time. Praise God.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra, you think I do the most. You wanna know how I know, the spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra, yeah he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God, he just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. Still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
Nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top.
conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather D.O.D. because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying,
nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear, don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Listen. I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.